USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committing to expanding space exploration and renewing leadership in commercial space.
The United States is on track in our efforts to expand and renew American leadership in space.
The vice president, speaking there in Chantilly, Virginia, also says that the Trump administration plans to put a man and first woman on the moon by 2024.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. We will go there to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
New York, Connecticut, and Vermont are joining forces to block an immigration rule that the Trump administration says they will be enforcing that's been on the books for years. The law makes it nearly impossible for immigrants to get green cards if they've ever relied on government assistance such as welfare. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning now to political news, one 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful's wife has a message for everyone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
You know, you may like another candidate better, but you have to look at who's going to win.
The latest endorsement for former Vice President and now White House hopeful Joe Biden comes from his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who tells reporters in Manchester, New Hampshire,
but you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better, but your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
And Mrs. Biden says that her husband is the most likely candidate to beat President Trump in the 2020 election.
The National Park Service says starting Wednesday, Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House is set to close for 7 months for the construction of a new security fence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Following the firing of Daniel Pantaleo, the New York City police officer accused in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, many people are voicing their opinion. Retired NYPD Lieutenant Joe Carnelli joins Fox News and points a finger at New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio for, in his words, the wrongful firing of Officer Daniel Pantaleo.
We are at a stage in New York City right now with the NYPD where we've taken steps backwards. It's no longer the elite force it once was, all right? And you could blame the leadership for that, right? There is no support for the cops out in the street. You see what's happening all over town. You have food being thrown at cops. You have shots being fired. They didn't even put it down in this. I believe it was in the 7-3 precinct in Brooklyn. A shot was thrown through the window of an RMP, and the two cops got hurt. This is a random shot being thrown through the window. This is the disrespect for law enforcement. And then de Blasio, we have to stand behind our police officers and everything. He doesn't stand behind them.
Across America, the price of gasoline has declined now for the third consecutive week. The national average is down to $2.60 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, though, tells us where the highs and lows are across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21, and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.